We have a couple of special guests up here in the studio with us, officially known as the Marx Brothers from The Touch of Sound, thetouchofsound.com. It's a web project, website these guys are working on where they record field sounds and post them for your atmospheric enjoyment, I guess would be the quick description. welcome to the studio, guys. Good to have you here.
Thanks. Glad to be here, Dan.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Touch of Sound and what you guys have been up to?
Yeah, the Touch of Sound features authentic sound recordings that we've recorded from around the world. It started because I work as a sound engineer and began collecting sounds while traveling, different kinds of sounds of marketplace, trains, nature sounds with the birds, wildlife. Pretty much any kind of sound that I could potentially use in my work someday.
Yeah, and when we'd get back from a trip, we could share with our mother, with our grandmother, more than just a photo, we could also share with them the sound. And it was kind of that next level reaction that we got from them that inspired us to put the website together. And when we launched the site about 2 years ago, it was just content Jesse and I had collected, but now we have a growing network of contributors sending in sounds from all over the world.
Yeah, lots of different sounds. But since this is a music show, we'll get back to the sounds in a little bit. We're here to talk about music from Belize, which we learned about while we were down there earlier this year. We're going to start it off with a song by Andy Palacio. This one's called Watina, and he's one of the most famous Garifuna musicians. That was Watina by Andy Palacio, and that was music from Belize. We went down to Belize to collect sounds for our website, thetouchofsound.com. But since I'm a musician and a fan of Andy, I wanted to learn more about the roots of the music and where it came from. We traveled to Hopkins, Belize, on the Caribbean coast, and went to the La Beja Drumming Center. The boys there are going to give a shout-out to Clayton, Warren, Joseph, and Shaquille, and they greeted us with open arms when we arrived at the drumming center, and we recorded them playing this song.
Yeah, this one is actually a sound clip from our website, thetouchofsound.com. My favorite part about this song in particular is they were using turtle shells as some of their instruments. So
let's take a listen to this one. Here we go.
That was the La Beja Boys playing some music from Belize, the Garifuna music. And apologies a little bit for the Cliff Notes version, but we wanted to share with you a little bit of the history we learned while down there. It actually started, they have some of their roots in West Africa, and actually a ship bound for slavery wrecked off the coast of St. Vincent in the 1600s. And the survivors ended up intermingling with the native Carib and Arawak people that were on the island, and over 100 years created this unique culture that includes a language, clothing, food, dance, and especially the music. Yep. After a while, you know, after some resistance even, they eventually were annexed to the island of Roatan off the coast of Honduras, and then ultimately to the mainland in Central America. And today there are still pockets of Garifuna people living in Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, but especially Belize and Hopkins, where we traveled.
And now we're going to play a song from the family group. This rhythm is a paranda rhythm, and they have two kinds of drums, the primero, the lead drum, and the segundo. And the primero drum has kind of a snare drum string across the top to give it its unique quality. And here's a rhythm from the family group, paranda.
Yeah.
You are staying up with Kinda Cloudy Radio here on KFAI. We're here every Thursday evening, 10 p.m. till midnight. Tonight's a special episode. We have our friends from The Touch of Sound, thetouchofsound.com, in here joining us and explaining some of their sounds that they recorded and some music that they were turned on to while they were traveling, particularly in Belize is what we're on at this point. Jonah and Jesse, why don't you give us a little background on what we heard and take us to the next step on the journey?
Yeah, the first song we heard was Watina by Andy Palacio, one of the more famous Garifuna musicians. Then we played one of our sound clips off of thetouchofsound.com, which was the La Beja Drum Center live drumming. And then we just played a song, Paranda Rhythm, from the Family Group. So we're here talking Garifuna music, rhythm. We're going to get into our sounds in a minute, but just want to take a minute and just talk about how it was an impactful trip down to Hopkins in Belize. The people were very friendly, very opening, very interested in talking about their culture. Some of the older people really recognized what was at stake, that if the youth don't embrace the language, don't embrace the rhythm, the dance, it definitely has potential to disappear, and it was not lost on them. But yet the youth we met were all very proud of their heritage, proud of their roots, proud of their culture, and I think we're confident that they will be there to pass along to future generations.
It's definitely all about the all the energies about the preservation of the culture. And on that note, we're going to play another song from Andy Palacio, and the lyrics of this song are in the traditional Garifuna language, but he talks about the importance, the ongoing importance of teaching their culture to the future generations.
Funasa, Ayanu hagari funa numa amunyege. Kaba funa sa aruma hanuma o amunyege. Kaba funa sa adugraha wa o amunyege. Julu halida lula reida ho. Julu halida.
All right, that was Andy Palacio. This is Jonah Marks. I'm here with my brother Jesse.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Talking about Belize, the music of Belize. Hope you guys enjoyed the songs we played for you. But without further ado, we are going to get into some of our favorite sounds that we recorded because our website project, thetouchofsound.com, features authentic sounds from around the world. The first one we are going to play is actually the keel-billed toucan, which is the national bird of Belize. It's a beautiful bird, huge beak. We were out trying to record sounds and almost as if on cue, four of these toucans came up to us and serenaded us with this unique, deep call that they have. So take a listen.
So that was the sound of the keel-billed toucan, the national bird of Belize. This next song we're going to hear is the sound of the black howler monkeys, or as they also call them in Belize, the baboons. We had a chance to visit a local baboon sanctuary, and these monkeys call out into the sky like no other. Their roar is crazy. Let's take a listen.
And despite that ferocious call, that is actually a very cute little monkey.
Yeah, cute little monkey. You'd like to hold it in your arms.
The next sound we're actually going to play comes from back to Hopkins, Belize, where we were hanging with the Garifuna people. Belize is actually quite interesting. It's very diverse. It has the rainforest, but also just off in the ocean is the largest barrier reef in the Western Hemisphere. So there is an abundance of bird life that really come to life in the morning. We got up before sunrise one morning to capture this sound of the birds chirping, the waves rolling in. The sun rising, it was really quite a spectacular moment, so let's take a listen. I hope you guys enjoyed those sounds. We just want to give a special shout out to the boys from the LaBeja Center, Joseph, Shaquille, Warren, and Clayton. And also a special shout out to Sebastian Caetano from the Luba Garifuna Museum, who filled our brains with knowledge of the culture.
Yeah, we're going to end this segment off with a little plug for my Cuban son group, Malamaña. We're playing tomorrow night at Honey in Northeast Minneapolis. Early show from 8 to 10 p.m. So come out and get your groove on, get your weekend started right with a little son music with the dancers.
All right. Well, once again, thanks for joining us. And again, where can the good people here find out more about your project?
Please visit us at thetouchofsound.com.
All right. And we'll have you guys stick around. Maybe we'll hear a few more of your field recordings before the end of the night here on Kinda Cloudy.
Absolutely. We're happy to stick around.
All right. Well, here we go with Malamaña. Don't forget, they're playing tomorrow night over at Honey in Northeast Minneapolis.
Tranquilamente de mi pasión. Si triunfa el bien sobre el mal y la razón se impone al fin, sé que sufrirás porque tú hiciste sufrir mi corazón. Es una deuda que tienes que pagar, como se pagan las deudas del amor. No voy a llorar, porque la vida es la escuela del dolor, donde se aprende a sufrir y soportar las penas de una cruel desilusión. Oh,
Big thanks to our special guest, Touch of Sound. It was great to have you guys in the studio this evening. And let's fit in a couple more of your live sounds that you've recorded from your travels. What do you have lined up for us?
You know, the Touch of Sound features authentic sound recordings from around the world. It has ocean sounds, it has nature sounds, it has urban sounds. But since this is a music show, kind of cloudy, we are going to take you around the world with a couple rhythms that we have collected. The most recent trip we were on about 3 weeks ago, we were down in Mexico City, checking out kind of the amazing, huge, dynamic metropolis that is Mexico City.
Yeah, it's beautiful there.
Yep, we're staying near the historical colonial center near the famous Zocalo Plaza. And one night we were sort of headed back home after a long day of exploring and came across this sort of improvised Aztec drum circle and recorded this late at night in Mexico City.
And that last sound was in Mexico City. As we take you to New York on this next sound, it's kind of an opportunity to talk about our project a little bit, and that sound kind of just happens, and it's different than taking a photo where you can just sort of snap a photo and move on. With sound, you have to sort of take it all in and take a listen. And one day when we were walking around Harlem visiting a friend in the area, we were just kind of strolling down the streets and heard this music playing in the distance. And as we got closer to its source, we found out this was a gospel church. So we took a walk inside, and this is what we found. Feel the spirit in that sound. Once again, I'm Jesse, and I'm here with my brother Jonah, and we have a website project, thetouchofsound.com. Once again, that's thetouchofsound.com. We'd like to thank Steely Dan and Kinda Cloudy Radio and the rest of the crew here at KFAI for having us. We look forward to hearing more of this funky music.
All right, well, thanks again for joining us, and what's that website again?
thetouchofsound.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us for tonight's Kinda Cloudy set. We've got time for one more, and it's being selected by our good friend Jeremy Marks, the third part of this trio here.
The original J. Marks.
The original J. Marks. He wanted to get in a Burning Spear track, so we're going to play, appropriately enough, the song Traveling as a shout-out to the Touch of Sound and their travels around the world.
Folks, we've been traveling. Folks, we've been traveling. More than 2,000 miles. More than 2,000 miles. Can't get no more. Can't get no more.